You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. If you're a fan of the Wisconsin Badgers, fall might be your favorite time of the year. We're smack dab in the middle of football season. The Badgers take on the Michigan Wolverines tomorrow. And we're only about a month out from the start of basketball and hockey season.
Regardless of support, the Badgers have a long and storied history filled with unique traditions and a lot of team lore.
Our next guest has compiled a lot of that lore into a new book, which offers Badger trivia for new and old fans alike, as well as a sneak peek behind the scenes of some of our state's most celebrated teams.
Jesse Temple covers Wisconsin and Big Ten football for ESPN.com. He's the author of the book, 100 Things Wisconsin Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. He joins us now. Jesse, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, Jesse, you cover, you know, the whole Big Ten. I assume you pay attention to sports around the country. What do you think it is, though, that makes the Badgers unique in the world of college sports?
Well, I think a big part of it is how passionate the fan base is, and I know you can say that about a lot of college programs, but another thing, especially for fans the last 25 years, is how good the football and men's basketball programs have been, perennially top 25 programs, so they're always nationally relevant, and I think that that makes games a little more special.
There's that, and there's the winning part of it, but they haven't always been a winning team in all sports, and even when they're not winning teams, it seems like people are having a lot of fun at these games. Is that part of the spirit?
Absolutely. A big part of this book is traditions as well. You know, whether they win or lose, people do show up and support these programs. And I think it is interesting that some of the biggest moments that have taken place when the team wasn't winning, maybe in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, what it meant to the fan base just to maybe be relevant for one game. So, there's a long storied history, and the programs have certainly gone through ups and downs, but the fans have stuck with them.
We opened up there with a little bit of jump around. There's a lot of those little unique, quirky traditions. Do you know how that one got started?
Yeah, it actually started in the mid-90s when there was someone looking to play some music to kind of amp up the fans, and they looked for a soundtrack, and Jump Around came on, and the fans started jumping up and down. And actually, there was a little minor controversy where there was a game where they didn't play it because there was construction in the stadium, and I think that the athletic department was concerned that there might be some issues with all the fans jumping around, and there was such a huge protest at that one game that they brought it back the next week, and since then they play it at every game at home games after the third quarter, and it's something that everybody always looks forward to.
So we have to make sure to engineer our sporting facilities to be jump around compatible.
Absolutely right.
Other song traditions, varsity. You go to a UW game, I think all sports, not just football and basketball. That is one, I mean, that's almost a religious element when you look at the looks on people's faces while they're singing varsity.
Yeah, it certainly is. You know, there are so many songs that are out there. You know, if you want to be a Badger on Wisconsin, you know, it's been interesting to me kind of the evolution of what these songs mean when you think about the fifth quarter and what the band has represented. And, you know, I talked to Mike Lecrone, who's been the band director since the 60s, and people didn't really want to march military style during that era and weren't really all that interested in what the band had to play. And in the last 40 years, it's really become a tradition where people want to stick around after the game, sing those songs, you know, varsity included, and certainly just another tradition that adds to the lore of Badgers athletics.
You write about traditions. You also write about a lot of the people and maybe some of the famous moments. Talk a little bit about Barry Alvarez. It's hard to talk about UW athletics and not mention his name. Talk about how he's changed things at UW.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And he was kind enough to write the foreword for this book. He is the very first chapter in this book because of everything he's been able to do to turn this program around. And most people listening obviously know the story, but he came here in 1990. It was a dormant program, really, and he had a lot of bravado, and some people thought it was a little crazy, but 4 years later, they wound up winning the Rose Bowl and just completely changed the athletics department as a whole. The athletics department was $2.1 million in debt when he got here, and now, obviously, able to make money and sustain with quality programs, and Barry Alvarez, boy, you have to wonder where these teams would be without him.
Let's talk a little bit about another coach out now, but Bo Ryan, and I will say I don't follow UW men's basketball that closely, but man, that Final Four run they had in his last year, all the great names, it was a lot of fun to watch.
It certainly was. was. And before I was at ESPN, I was very fortunate to spend 4 years at Fox Sports Wisconsin covering both the football and the men's basketball program. So I had an opportunity to cover both those Final Four teams up close. And just a jovial, fun bunch. And quite honestly, you know, I'm sure I'll look back 30, 40 years from now and still remember that as the most fun team I've ever covered. Bo Ryan was able to let loose a little bit. I know people think he's very strict, and he certainly was. But those kids got him to open up, and they played with such joy and passion and made the state proud with those two consecutive Final Four runs, no question about it.
Talking to Jesse Temple, author of 100 Things Wisconsin Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. It's not all football and basketball in your book. Another remarkable story in some ways, the women's hockey program at UW. I've been to a game. They pack that house. Talk about where that came from.
Yeah, actually, it got started, you know, after the, I believe it was the 98 Olympics, and I think that people started to realize, you know, NCAA hockey could be something that people care about. So after the Nagano Games, Wisconsin decided to bring about hockey, and so it was voted into existence in 1999-2000, and it's really incredible what the hockey program has become under head coach Mark Johnson, a perennial national title contender. It seems like every year they have a player that competes for National Player of the Year. So you're right, it isn't just about men's hockey and football and men's basketball. I mean, there are very talented teams across the board at Wisconsin, and women's hockey is right up there at the top.
Now, we've talked about some household names. Looking back in Wisconsin sports history, what are a couple names that strike you as ones that, hey, we're not talking about today that maybe we should be?
Well, I don't know if this exactly fits into the category, but these are a what could have been story, if you will. These are names that people might know, but one of my favorite stories in this book is about Bo Schembechler and Bobby Knight. They're two of the most famous football and men's basketball coaches in history, and actually both of those guys could have been at Wisconsin at the same time in the late
60s.
Yeah, it's I didn't know this when I started researching the book, but Bo Schembechler was a coach at Miami, Ohio. He wanted to coach here, and the athletics department basically botched the entire process. They brought him in essentially as a dog and pony show, never intending on hiring him, and somebody fell asleep in the meeting with him, and he called the athletics director and said, "I'm out. I'm not interested anymore." And a year later, Bobby Knight actually could have had the job here, but when he was at Army, before he went back to Army, they leaked it to the local papers, and Bobby Knight wasn't prepared for that. He hadn't told anybody at Army, and he wound up calling Bo Schembechler, of all people, because they both had ties to Ohio State, and Schembechler told him not to take the job. So all these years later, Bobby Knight went on to Indiana, Bo Schembechler goes to Michigan, and they tormented Badgers teams for years to come. So maybe not necessarily Badgers, but a story that I think a lot of people kind of wonder what if, and maybe something a lot of fans don't know.
Yeah, Bobby Knight, you know, we would have had a lot more chair throwing on the arena. Maybe we were okay without that one.
You're absolutely right, but he sure won a lot of games, won three national championships.
Well, you also talk about at least one administrator who's gone on to bigger and better things, too, Donna Shalala. Talk about her role in the rise of modern Wisconsin athletics.
Yeah, I mean, she's incredibly important and maybe somebody that gets lost to history because she wasn't here for the entire era, but played a big part. When she came here, this program wasn't very good, and she wanted to turn things around, and ultimately she was responsible for hiring Pat Richter as athletics director, and Pat Richter ultimately hired Barry Alvarez as well as a number of successful basketball coaches. And you know, the relationship that she developed with Barry Alvarez was very important, and the support from the top. You know, a lot of people maybe don't realize it. It's not just the athletics department, it's the school as a whole. So when you have that support, I think it makes things a lot easier. And certainly without her, another one of those people that you wonder where this program would be if she hadn't come through here.
One UW athlete you write about who had an amazing career shadowed by what came later, Susie Favor-Hamilton. Can you talk about her a little?
Yeah, I mean, obviously kind of like the golden child when she got done here, was a successful track athlete in high school in the state of Wisconsin, and then came here and won five outdoor NCAA track titles and just so many records, and actually had you know, the Big Ten Female Athlete of the Year honor named after her, and ultimately went through a series of issues after her time at Wisconsin in which you know, she was deemed to be you know, kind of manic depressive, and had to take medication for it, and you know, it's a very wild story. She ultimately wrote a memoir about it, and she wound up going to Las Vegas and working as a $600 per hour escort. And you know, when those things were revealed, her name kind of got taken off the Big Ten Female of the Year Award athlete, and you know, maybe people wanted to distance themselves from her. But you know, just a fascinating life, and it certainly doesn't take away from the accomplishments she had when she was at Wisconsin and what she did to represent her country in the Olympics.
You can hear an interview with Susie Favor-Hamilton in the Central Time Archives. By the way, Jesse, let's end on a high note. What are you looking forward to over the next year of Badger athletics?
Well, right now, Wisconsin's football program certainly looks like it has the potential to be a college football playoff contender.
Yeah, surprising win over a really ranked, top-ranked team to start the season.
Yeah, they beat two top-10 teams for the first time in a season since 1962, so we'll see if they can keep it rolling. And the basketball program is a preseason top-10 team, and certainly a lot of people believe they can reach the Final Four again. So if all things go according to plan, we could be celebrating a football and a men's basketball incredibly successful seasons.
And now, Jesse, I know you don't just cover Wisconsin anymore, working with ESPN, but do you still make it to some Badger games?
Yeah, I'm still in Madison. I cover all the home football games, and Wisconsin is my primary beat when it comes to football. So I'm still around the program all the time.
Jesse, thanks a lot. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Jesse Temple. He's the author of the new book, 100 Things Wisconsin Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die.